Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sunday Midnight Meditation from Homeopathy World Community. It's going to be a little bit different this evening than the usual Sunday night because of the special occasion, sending out love and poetry to the mothers around the world, sending a special hug to all the mothers around the world and all the women in our lives. And especially today, I wish to present this meditation to someone meaningful in my own life. And I would like to introduce myself to those people who have not been listening to the show. This is broadcast from Blog Talk Radio, Homeopathy World Community. On the internet, I'm Debbie Bruck, the founder and administrator of the website. And this is a social network composed of homeopaths, professionals in the field helping people to heal. Today, I do wish to present this meditation in memorial for a special woman, Florence Ross, a mentor and a great spiritual mother of peace. She spoke before the United Nations numerous times in the name of her generation, the elders, the wise, the sages. She was 92 years young when she passed this morning, this Mother's Day morning. And I wanted to recite some poems that came into my sphere today. Mother, you've given me two things. One is roots, the other's wings. That is anonymous. All I am or can be, I owe to my angel mother. Written by Abraham Lincoln. When you are a mother, you are never really alone in your thoughts. A mother always has to think twice. Once for herself, and once for her child. Written by Sophia Loren. And later this evening, Dr. Ravindra Saraswat sent this message. Written by Ann Taylor. The moment a child is born, the mother is also born. She never existed before. The woman existed, but the mother never. A mother is something absolutely new. That is by Rajneesh. And then the next one is the Ann Taylor quote. God could not be, this one is actually a Jewish proverb, God could not be everywhere, and therefore he made mothers. So we do know that mothers have eyes behind their head and arms too many to count. Who fed me from her gentle breast and hushed me in her arms to rest? And on my cheek sweet kisses pressed, my mother. And from Saeed Tahir Hassan, I found an image, a beautiful image with this quote by the poet, the Persian poet Hafiz. These words and thoughts we need to contemplate upon. Pure joy in giving and lighting up the world. Even after all this time, the sun never says to the earth, "You owe me." Look what happens with a love like that. It lights the whole sky. And also by Hafiz of Persia, he says, "One regret, dear world, that I am determined not to have when I am lying on my deathbed is that I did not kiss you enough. So definitely, we're sending kisses out to the women in our life, the mothers, the caretakers, those that hold us dear and near. For kindness is yours, O God, when you compensate each person according to his actions. From Psalms 62:13. It's all about kindness, about process versus the product. In our productivity-oriented society, we tend to place value on the product rather than on the process. Success is praised and failure is condemned, and we have little interest in the circumstances under which others function. This attitude might be justified in the marketplace, since commerce lives by the bottom line. Still, our preoccupation with commerce should not influence us to think that people's successes and failures should be the yardstick for how we value them. God does not judge according to outcome. God knows that people have control only over what they do, not over the results. Virtue or sin are determined not by what materializes, but by what we do and why. Since we are called to walk in his ways, to emulate God as best we can, we would do well to have a value system so that we judge people by their actions, not their results. This system should be applied to ourselves as well. We must try to do our utmost according to the best ethical and moral guidance we can obtain. When we do so, our behavior is commendable, regardless of the results of our actions. And an affirmation that I say to myself, today I shall try to be considerate of others and of myself as well. And realize that none of us is in control of the outcome of our actions, only of their nature. And today the music that you've been listening to has been a gift from Dagny Osk, who has taken on the volunteer role of newsletter editor and will be providing videos, meditative videos for the community. And that community is large, because not only is it the homeopathic community, but anyone on the internet can listen and watch. She has found a great musical artist, Fredrik Carlson, who has created this piece of music especially for Homeopathy World Community. You've been listening to a meditation, and I will read to you some of the words on that musical piece. The name of it is Admiration. And since the age of 16, Fredrik Carlson has been a professional musician, completing his degree in classical guitar, and had his first international success with the group Mezzo Forte in 1983 with the UK top 10 hit Garden Party. After having toured most of the world while working with leading musicians, he decided to move to England in 1996 from his native Iceland, where Dagny lives, and practices homeopathy and takes care of her little one-year-old. So this is in honor of Dagny, too, who's a new mom. Fredrik has since been involved in various projects, including guitar work for the movie Evita, the musicals Jesus Christ Superstar, Saturday Night Fever, and Whistle Down the Wind. His TV work includes accompanying world-famous singers, such as Madonna, Jose Carreras, Andy Williams, and Tom Jones. Fredrik has also appeared in various albums. including Cliff Richard, Damage, Al, Michael Ball, and many more. So we're going to continue this evening's meditation with this incredible music that we have been gifted, thinking of our moms, thinking of healing ourselves and giving time to ourselves. So just begin with your breathing again. We're not going to do the regular setup. The regular setup being that we get in touch with our rational minds and understand that all of our meditations, our intentions, our visualizations are very, very powerful. Very, very powerful, because our cells hear these messages and act accordingly. So taking a breath in, and I want to thank those who are in the chat room now and listening, and those who are not with us at this moment, we always have the archives available for you to listen at your leisure, at your convenience. So we're going to begin again with just inhaling in, filling the lungs, holding it for a moment and exhaling, releasing any discomfort, anxiety, stress, tension in the body. Thinking about relaxing your shoulders and putting your feet flat on the ground, finding a stability and a balance in your body, and just breathing in and out naturally at your own pace, whatever's comfortable for you. And we'll begin just this very short 5-minute meditation. And say to yourself, I am filled with love. I deserve love and accept it now. I give love easily and accept it easily. My heart is open. I am powerful and I am strong. And continue to breathe. I am centered and calm, strengthening affirmations. And when I inhale, I breathe the beauty in all around me. I am creative and competent. Joy fills my every cell. I am relaxed. And relax your muscles. I am healthy and strong. Relax any tension in your face. I can understand a situation without being emotionally involved. Love and light fill me. I deserve happiness and accept it now. Fill the silence with love and peace. continue to inhale deeply and easily, filling the body with oxygen that circulates to all the cells, enriching all the cells in the body. Dispelling discomfort, pain, sorrow, grief. I am grateful. I am filled with joy. I give permission for light and love to surround me and fill my cells. I thank God that you are with me, here, now, in the past, and always. Repeat healing words, sending loving kindness out into the universe to those who need healing, whether they live close or far. Your intentions and prayers will reach them. For those who have departed this earth, we also send our prayers. For those who are lost, missing, confused, we send them prayers of healing. For all the children of the earth, for the next generation, we are thinking of them. They need strength, stability, support. They will be the keepers of this earth. Mother Earth. Let us also send out powerful intentions to clean and heal this earth, wherever it is damaged, in need of repair. By the light of the moon, her soft and gentle touch, reflective light, and breathing in deeply and fully, bring energy into your own body. So if it is nighttime for you, wherever you're listening, know that you can continue in this state of peace, calm, and quiet. You can fall into a deep, deep sleep, restful. And when you do awake, you will be fully rejuvenated and ready to accomplish the tasks and mission of your soul's work on earth. For those who are already up and it is day, know that taking a few minutes out to readjust, to balance and ground helps you carry on. We're going to finish today's Sunday night meditation, and I invite you to friend the station, friend the Blog Talk Radio Homeopathy World Community channel, comment, share it on Facebook or Twitter or wherever else you have social networks. You can even take the widget and put it onto your website for those to listen and benefit from the meditation. We will be having more shows throughout the week on a number of health topics. So that is going to be the end of our show for this evening. And I want to thank all listeners once again. Happy Mother's Day.